The scripture reading comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 11.
今天我们道听到经文是在马太福音第十章。
Matthew chapter 11, verse 16. To what can I compare this generation? They are like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling out to others. We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We sang a dirge, and you did not mourn. Chapter 21 to 22. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! If the miracles that were performed in you and had been performed in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I tell you, it will be more bearable for Tyre and Sidon on the day of judgment than for you. And finally, verse 28 and 30. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
马太福音今天有三次的经文，第一处在第六节到第十七节。我可用什么比这世代呢？好像孩童坐在街市上招呼同伴说：“我们向你吹笛，你们不跳舞；我们向你举哀，你们不捶胸。”第二处是从二十一节到三十二节。回到去呢，你有祸了；活撒在你有祸了。 因为在你们中间所行的一年，做成在非罗基顿，他们早已披麻蒙灰悔改了；但等到是你们当审判的日子，非罗基顿所受的，比你们还容易呢。最后就是从二十八节到第三十节，凡劳苦担重担的，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。我心里柔和谦卑，你们当顾我的。
学我是一样，这样你们心里就必想安息，因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。This morning's message will be given by the pastor.
好，今天我们请听到来这种宣道。好，我们感谢洪成兄能够为我们今天早上的信息来翻译。
I'm going to try to do a translation.
求神真是给我们在台上能够按照他的旨意来配合，来把神要让我们听的信息能够传讲清楚。
So that we can work together to preach God's the message clearly.
今天要讲的就是说麻痹的世代。
This morning we are going to talk about the generation of the leprosy.
这个麻痹的世代到底是一个怎样的世代呢？
Talk about what kind of generation of this kind of senseless generation?
你是不是这世代当中的一员呢？
Are you one of the members of this generation?
我们知道
We know
在今天的世界
In today, this world
我们所看到的一切
Whatever we see
好像让我们感觉到好像跟我们的圣经所讲的没有关系
This life is nothing to do with what we are learned from the Bible
好像甚至于会让我们感觉到跟我们圣经所讲的是抵触的
The worst yet This life what we see is against the Bible
前几天我们在学校在学一个功课叫做teaching。
Couple days ago, while we are learning from our school, it's called teaching.
就是说如何做教导的工作。
It's a subject about how we teach.
我们就学了很多不同的教导的方式。
We learn so many methods about the teaching.
但是到这个课堂快要到结束的时候。
At the end of the class,
我们的教授是一个女教授，非常小，我看她大概没有超过110磅。
Our professor is a lady, is very short, also very small, is less than 101 pounds.
但是他的教导我们感觉到虽然他的声音不是很大可是他的话里面都带着很多的能力。
Well, she's small, but his word with a power.
但是他突然间脸一沉。
Suddenly, his face is so deep.
他拿了一叠黄色的纸。
He bring a pipe of the yellow paper.
然后他告诉我们说
，He tell us，
我现在要花给你们的这个上面所写的，可能会让你们的脸涨红。
The one I'm going to give to you when after you see, you're going to be very embarrassed.
可能会让你们感觉到。你们不想再走这条服事的道路。
So that you will be fear, you don't like continue to the journey to serve the Lord.
他讲完之后，他就把这个发给我们。
After say that, he just distribute this paper.
他就说我给你们一分钟的时间看。
I give you 1 minute to the gospel.
然后你们有人要祷告或是有人要回应的，我们可以来回应。
You can be fun, you want to pray, then we can work together.
当我拿到这张纸的时候，我一看
，When I look at this paper, then I read.
它是从一个很有经验的一个教授他的心得写下来的。
That's taken from a very experienced experienced professor.
他说，按照他几十年教书的经验
，According to his ten years, that kind of teaching experience.
他有一个结论。
He come up one conclusion.
他说，走到课堂里面来跟他们走出去的时候
，While you come to class and go out,
他发现一件事情。
He find one thing.
很少人真的能够接受他在课堂上面所讲的话。
Only the few students can accept.What he teach in the class.
他说考试上面他们可以考100分。
Even though in the test they can complete, they can get 100%.
但是他们你如果好好的去观察这些人或你的学生的话，你会非常的失望。
But you will be very disappointed when you look at all these students.
他说两件事情。
There are two points.
他说：“第一件事情，他们会反对你所讲的。
The first point is they are going against what you are teaching。
意思是说，他们头脑里面本来想什么，现在仍然是想什么。
No matter what you teach, but what they are thinking before still keep the same。
然后更严重的就是我刚才讲，他们还会来反过来去反对你所讲的。”
More serious, they are going to against what they teach.
所以他在后面他就跟我们讲说
，So at the end, the conclusion.
他说，你觉得你的教导会有用吗
？He said, "You think what you teach is useful?"
好，然后他讲完这个之后
，So after he said that,
就是我们看完这个之后呢，我们教授就叫我们要回应。
After we show study, the professor like us to respond.
同学就很多回应了。
There are so many the response from the students.
可是我发现我们那个班上的同学都是非常的勇敢的。
I found that all the students in our class are all the eager to reply.
好像大家总是在检讨，为什么会这教导是没有效果的呢
？Everyone the discuss about why the teaching is useless.
因为大家都想到说，大家都很有冲劲，很有这个热心，想要赶快毕业，赶快到教会里面去做牧师或是传道人，或是能够教导弟兄姐妹圣经。
Although all students is working so hard, want to finish the class so they can go out to the church to serve.
所以当有几个人这样回应之后
，So after a few students the response,
我们的教授的脸。开始有点笑容。
There's some smile from the professor.
他说：“你们比我更有信心。
”You have more faith than me.
因为我也是教了几十年。
Because I also teach the more than 10 years.
当我看到这一张纸的时候，我非常的跌到谷底。
I'm falling so deep when I look at this paper.
但是我看到你们很有信心，可能有两个原因。
But there are two reasons why you are so have confidence.
第一个原因是你们很有盼望。
The first reason is you have the hope, your hopes in the future.
但是第二个就是你们缺少经验。
The second point, but you don't have the experience.
所以我想这样的一件事情让我很深的感受到，到底我们对这个世界上的人能够回应神的道理这方面有多少信心呢
？So I also had a deep the reflex. How many people want to respond to God's word?
所以啊，哪段？啊，我们看啊，我们看我们的这个，是吗？好像这个不太对啊。好，我们啊，第一点哈，我们第一点要讲的就是耶稣回答耶稣的门徒哈。我们来啊，那约翰的门徒，我们看我们的这个啊，这个程序单上面。
Ah, let's look at the first point of the our bulletin.
在这地方讲到说，在啊。约翰就是施洗约翰。
The is talking about how the Jesus replied the disciple of the John Baptist.
他在监狱里面，他差他的门徒来问耶稣说：“你是不是我们等待的那个弥赛亚
？”John sent his disciple to ask the Jesus, "Are you the one supposed to come?"
耶稣啊，不像我，也不像一些好辩的人啊，就说。难道你还不知道吗？难道你还看不出来吗？好，骂约翰一顿，哈、哦，或是骂他们的这个门徒一顿。
This is so humble. It's not like us to rebuke the disciple of the John.
耶稣怎么讲呢？在11章的第四节，他说。
What did Jesus say? It's in the chapter 11, the verse 4.
就是刚才我们念的马太福音的第十一章第四节。
The Matthew, the chapter 11, the verse 4.
他说：“你们去把所听见、所看见的告诉约翰。”就是瞎子看见，瘸子走路，长大麻风的得医治，聋子听见，死人复活，还有穷人有福音传给他们。
What did he say? He said, "Go back to reply to John. Say to him, what you see and what you heard: the blind receive sight, the deaf can hear, whoever had leprosy got cured, and whoever the deaf raised again."
然后他说。还不因为我跌倒了就有福了。
The man who was not falling down because encountered me, that the man is going to bless.
所以我们从这里面看到，耶稣不是一个讲大话的人。
So we know that Jesus is not the one to say something the boast.
不是一些啊，给我们一些意念上，可是好像我们看不出来他生活里面有什么样的啊行为的人。
This is not only talking. He had the really the do whatever he say.
他刚才所讲的这些都是他所做过的。他真的是让瞎子看见了，他让瘸子走路了，他让长大麻风的得医治了，他让听不见的人能够听见了，他甚至于死人复活了。
Whatever he say before, like the blind receive sight, the lame can walk, the leprosy got cured, the deaf got raised again.All the same he performed before.
And 还有穷人啊，穷人有福音传给他们。
The poor who had the good news preached to them.
为什么他要强调有穷啊？穷人有福音传给他们呢
？Why you want to emphasize the good news is preached to the poor?
我们常常觉得说啊，我们呢这个啊啊，就说好像应该把福音传给那些需要的人啊，传给一些啊。啊，干渴想要来听福音的人。
Sometimes we feel we should preach the good news to whatever needed, whatever thirsty.
所以这个“穷人”这个字，很可能是他真的是很穷，没有东西吃啊，没有衣服穿，或是他没有钱用啊，这方面的穷人。
So the poor maybe represent those people who is no money, they cannot buy the food, cannot buy the clothes.
可是你如果好好的看耶稣基督的教训里面，他对穷人的定义还有一个，就是那些觉得自己缺乏的。
But more importantly, that Jesus had a different definition for the poor. He said, "We are spiritual poor in spirit. We are thirsty for something."
所以在这个地方，我们看到一件很重要的事情：如果教会今天的教会，如果不是按照这样子来传福音的话，教会是出了问题的。
So we can see that important point that today in the church we cannot see this point, then we have some trouble.
看不见的人，如果我们教会不能够让他看见，不能走路的人，如果不能够让他们能够起来行走，如果我们的教会那些有长大麻风的，就是全身都犯罪，觉得啊自己罪没有办法洗净的人，如果进到教会里面来，耶稣基督的宝血不能够洗净他的话，如果他们听不到这样的福音的话，这些人他们不是到教会来的。
In today, if we cannot preaching to let the blind see, that the lame walk.And then we see the gospel, then we are trouble.
所以我们教会离这个标准有多远呢？
So how far we far away from this kind of standard?
还有他在第六节讲了一句很提醒我们的话，也提醒约翰的话，就是说，凡不因为我跌倒了，就有福了。
There's another important verse in the verse 6. He talk about.Whoever is not falling away because of me.
因为约翰啊，他在很多穷人当中，他在那一些饥渴的人当中，他在那些想要来看见神的作为的人当中来传福音。但是如果约翰在这样的传福音的生涯里面看不到耶稣就是在做那个他差他来的那个人的工作的话，那可能约翰第一个。因为他现在心心软弱，他可能会跌倒。
Even though John Baptist also working so hard, try to spread the good news, but John also probably has some trouble because he cannot see what really the Jesus has been done.
因为约翰现在是在监狱里面，他想要做的可能两件事情。第一件事情就是希望能够得到释放。
Because right now, you know, John is in prison, so he's looking for two things. The first one, he's looking for see whether he can be released.
第二件事情，如果他不能够得到释放，他想要知道他所要传的福音是不是有人能够继续接下去。
If he cannot be released, he want to know the message he's going preaching is someone to continue to preach for him.
但是他却看不见，他看不见这两个希望有任何的成就的一个机会。
But John cannot see those two the point can be complete.
除非他能够认耶稣是基督是弥赛亚。
Unless he know that our Lord is the true Messiah.
所以第五节其实在讲的时候，这个门徒们或是约翰，他听到耶稣所讲说，他所做的这些事情，他们应该想到一个谁？以赛亚早就讲过这样的事情，就以赛亚六十一章就讲过，当弥赛亚来的时候要做这些事情。
So in the verse 5, the disciple and the John, they should remind whatever the this time is actually is coming Isaiah, coming Messiah.
所以让他明白，他不是跟他讲说你难道看不出来吗？不，他用正事实际上他所做的事情。来让约翰看到，你所盼望的，是可以得到盼望。你要应该有信心，不管你的生命是真的在几天之后就要结束，还是你可能会被释放。反正你所期望的那个弥赛亚就是我，因为我已经成就了在以赛亚书所讲的那一位要来的弥赛亚所要做的事情。
So this is.Have been proved to John that he whatever he done is the represent for the coming Messiah, which have been written in the book Isaiah.
你能不能看出耶稣基督是这样的一位呢
？How about you? Can you see that this is the one was to come?
如果不行的话，你的信心会继续在一个沉闷的当中。
Otherwise, our faith is very weak, still very weak.
在那个非常的被压抑的当中
，is still oppressed。
因为你不认为你所相信的这位就是你所盼望的那一位。
Because the one we believe is not the, is the one we are looking for.
所以我们人对弥赛亚有一个错误的期望。
Therefore, everyone had a, this like had a wrong expectation of the coming Messiah.
因为接下来耶稣怎么讲呢？他说：“你们去到旷野是要看什么呢？”
After that, the Jesus the say to the crowd, say, when you go out to the wine desert, what are you looking for?
你们去看约翰，约翰穿的骆驼毛的衣服，吃蝗虫野蜜。
If you look at John Baptist, he just wear some very simple clothes. He just only eat very primitive food like honey.
他不是一个在高层位，或是一个贵族，或是在皇宫里面长大的。
He's not like that kind of rich people coming from the past.
到底你们想要看的是什么呢
？What really do you want to see?
你们不要小看这个约翰啊，这个是耶稣对这些在他周围的这些跟随他的人所讲
的。Jesus said, "You shouldn't look down the John Baptist."
其实约翰是一个不得了的人。
But the John is really a great people.
因为他在这个地方做了几件事情。第一个，他在我的面前预备道路，意思说在耶稣的面前预备耶稣要来的道路。
Because John had been doing something very important, because he prepared the way ahead of Jesus.
而耶稣给他一个历史的定位，这个历史的定位是什么呢？我们来看第十一章的第十一节。
So the Jesus gave John the important status in history.
他说：“凡妇人所生的，没有一个兴起来大过世袭约翰的。”
The verse 8 in the verse 11 say, "Those who the born of the woman, no one is greater than John."
有谁不是妇人所生的？在
Who was not born of the woman?
我相信我们都有爸都有妈妈，对不对
？We know everyone. We had a father, we had a mother.
当然有人。从小可能不认识你的妈妈，可是你一定相信有一个妈妈生你啊。
Because we know, we firmly believe we have mother who born of one.
当然，我们不知道过了几十年后是不是我这样的讲法还是正确的，我不知道。
Even though like after the many years ago, that was probably not true.、
为什么呢？因为你可能是复制的你可能是复制的那这个当然。
You talk about the, probably the some the scientists can clone the people.、
但是我们知道，当耶稣在讲话的时候
，But we know the friend Jesus talk about this.
他说：“凡妇人凡从妇人出的，没有一个人能够呢大过约翰的。”
He said, "Whoever born of the woman, no one is greater than John."
虽然没有一个很确实的根据，但是我可以有一个信心这样讲。
Even though there's no clear evidence, but I can say that.
我相信复制人是在人类历史里面是不可能发生的。
Probably I can say this clone, the person probably cannot really happen in history.
否则话，耶稣这句话就受到很大的挑战。
Otherwise, the whatever the Jesus say is going to be challenged.
所以我们在这地方看到约翰，耶稣给他一个很高的一个定位，对不对？
So that we see the Jesus give the John the high status.
我们跳到第十三节。
We skip to the verse 13.
因为众先知和律法所说的预言到约翰为止。
Because all the prophets, all the law of the prophets is complete until John.
所以约翰是一个划时代的人物，对不对
？So John is kind of a person to for the generation, yeah.
但我们看到耶稣不会太过分高抬一个人的。
But we know Jesus is not a highly lift up one person.
但是他在第十一节的后半段他说：“然而天国里最小的比他还大。”
You know what does he say? He said, "The least of the least one in the kingdom of heaven is greater than John."
意思是说，你我都是这样，在天国里面有份的人，不是吗？
What did he say? You and I all belong to the heaven of heaven, heaven of kingdom.
但是你怎样会比约翰还大
？You will be greater than John.
为什么？因为约翰他把 这个先知的时代结束了。
Because John finished the generation of the prophets.
所以人不再靠着啊要行律法来得救，对不对
？Therefore, the man is not saved by the law.
而是靠着恩典来得救，是不是
？Only saved by the grace.
因为想要靠律法得救的人，永远没办法到天上去。
If one think about you want to save by the law, can never get to heaven.
如果你有跟我们一起查罗马书，你就知道为什么。
If we have studied the book of Rome, you know.
但是我们在这个地方，我们看到，既然是凭恩典进去的，这些人都到天国。天国里面呢，为什么约翰是最小的呢
？Since we are saved by grace, the why the John is the least in the kingdom of heaven.
其实他在这个地方是讲到那个啊，在旧约的那个啊，凭律法得救的这些人啊，他们并不能够得到神的福分，这样一件事情来讲的话呢，其实这样天上是不会有这样的人在那。
Actually, this is talk about the whoever looking for the saved by the law is not the is not grace.、Yeah.
所以不要以为哈、啊，在天堂的门口那扫地的那个就是啊，这是约翰啊。
Don't think about that the janitor in the heaven that guy is John.、Yeah.
很可能啊、在天上扫地的啊、那个职位有很多人要 apply 也不一定、啊、很多人也要申请。
Maybe there are so many people want to apply that position.
但是我们要看到，在这个地方并不是在讲说约翰的地位有多低，而是在讲到说下面那一句话，就是第十二节。
Actually, we are not talking about how low the John is. It is.
他说，从施洗约翰的时候到如今，天国。是啊，努力进入的，努力的人就得着了。
Actually, we are going to talk about the most important is after John, the whoever want to enter the kingdom of the heaven actually is forcefully is working hard.
所以天国是努力进去的。
So therefore, to enter the kingdom of heaven actually is forceful is working hard.
所以啊，陈传道你又讲错了啊。
So probably a challenge the test.The chain probably get some wrong point.
天国是凭恩典进去的
，because in the Bible say we are enter the kingdom, the heaven kingdom by grace.
我们不是查罗马书查了半天吗？怎么还这样讲呢？说是努力进去的呢
？But why you say we are because of our working, because our forcefully?
我们不是靠我们的行为啊
，we are not saved by our acts.
也不是靠律法呀
，it's not by law,
而是。凭恩典啊，为什么说是努力的人进去的呢
？Only by grace, but how you say is the working hard people?
我们要明白，约翰现在在干什么
？We need to understand what John is doing.
耶稣讲话，我们如果不知道那个整个的啊前后文的时候，我们很容易误会，啊耶稣所讲的话。
Probably we are misunderstanding what this is talking about. We don't understand. You look in the like the old passage.
当约翰被关起来的时候，你知道他的门徒是四散，对不对
？When John is in prison, all his disciples are all scattering.
所以在这种情况之下，大家都有一个恐惧的心。
So they all very scared.
所以在这种情况之下呢，他们就想到说：“哎呀，糟糕了，我们的啊 master 哈，我们的这个老师啊，已经被关起来了。那我们在这个地方是干什么呢？”
So the John's disciple will wonder because his teacher already kept already in prison. Then what are going to do?
所以在这个地方，一个很重要的一个点就是说，其实耶稣在告诉这些约翰的门徒讲说，你们要明白。
So this important point, the Jesus want to tell the disciple of the John.
你们要有信心，你们要忍耐，因为你们这样子努力。你们要这样子持守，你们就能够进天国。
So this want to tell them, you need to keep your faith, you need to don't be scared. Then later on, you hope you can enter the kingdom of heaven.
约翰的时代会过去
，because the John's generation will be over.
但是跟你进入天国是没有什么关系的。
But that is nothing to do with you who can go to the kingdom of heaven.
所以我们要明白。耶稣在回答约翰的门徒这个里面，其实是有很多我们可以思考的。表示怎样？什么国不会因着我们人啊的软弱，我们人的死去，我们人的被关这些事情怎样来阻止神的国的进行
？So there's so many things that need to be understood is that enter the kingdom of heaven is nothing to do with any circumstance, any bad situation we are faced.
所以这个是我们要啊明白的。
So this also we need to understand this.
再来我们要看到这麻痹的时代。
We need to continue to look at this, the generation of the lepers.
Okay, 我大概秩序上有点啊。这麻痹的时代是怎样的时代呢？在这个地方讲到说，吹笛不跳舞，举哀不捶胸。
What is the generation of leprosy? The Bible says is when we pray the food for you, but you are not dance. But we sing the third for you, you are not cry out.
我开始所讲的。那个很有经验的一个教授，他教导了几十年，他感觉到怎样？好像回应不太好。
In the beginning, I talk about a story that the experienced professor, even though he teaches more than 10 years,
很让人家失望。
He's still very disappointed.
我们要看耶稣的时代。
How about we look at the age of the Jesus Christ?
也是一样，不是吗？
It's the same thing.
有一次耶稣，啊。跟他的啊，跟随他的人讲了一篇很不容易明白的道。
One time, Jesus talk about one message which is not easy to understand.
是在约翰福音第六章。
It's written in John the chapter six.
耶稣说：“我的肉是可吃的，我的血是可喝的，好像我们今天等一下要来守的圣餐一样。”
The what did he say? He say, "My body can be eat, my blood can be drink."
结果跟随他的人跑光了。
After he said that, all the followers disappeared.
啊，最后呢，他转身看到，哎，只有他的那几个门徒跟着他。
Only few disciples who follow him.
在这时候，很多解经家就开始在对他耶稣所讲的那句话说：“你们不跟他们一起去吗？”意思说，你们不离开吗？
So they are very scholars talk about this one, talk about why you don't want to go away.
哎呀，大家对这句话的解释还有很多的争议。
So there are many argue about what Jesus has been said.
有人说耶稣在求他们留下来。
Some people say that Jesus is asking them to stay.
他们都走了，哎，难道你们也要跟着他们走吗？啊，好像很怕这些门徒也走掉。
Just like this is afraid of his disciple also. There's no faith. They go away.
有些人就说耶稣是生气的，说好，既然他们都走了，你们也走吧，反正呢没希望了。
Some people even say the even they're angry talk about it because all the people go, then why don't go away?
其实我的了解
，but understanding is that
其实耶稣在这时候告诉他们说，你知道他们为什么走吗？
This explain to them why they go away.
因为我讲的话他们不能够接受。
Because they cannot accept what I say.
好，你们留下来是为什么呢
？But for the purpose you stay with me.
你真的明白我所讲的话吗
？Do you really understand what I say?
还是你跟随我三年了，所以现在不好意思离开了
？Or even because you follow me 3 years, so you don't want to go.
给我一点点面子呢
？Give me some face.
如果是这样的话，我不需要这个面子。你们如果是这个动机的话。请你们走。
If that is the intention, then I don't need that.
但是如果你们留下来
，if you stay，
你们要明白你们所要面对的挑战是什么。
But you need to face the challenge you're going to face.
耶稣的话充满了挑战。
The Jesus world is full of challenge.
这麻痹的世代
，the today's generation，
人对神话语的回应是怎样？用这一句话来形容：吹笛不跳舞。
How the people respond to the gospel word is that we pray through nobody sin. If we sin the third, nobody murm.
我真的是很有深深的感觉啊，这样的一句话。
I had the same feeling.
但是不是一直都是这样的感觉
？But it's not always.
在美国，这种感觉很强。
In America, is we have strong this kind of sense.
在台湾这种感觉也蛮强的。
In Taiwan also the same thing.
但我在94年我到莫斯科去一个短宣的时候。
But I shot the missionary in the Moscow.
我在那地方两个礼拜。
94, there are 2 weeks.
我们在马路上走，我们拿着单啊单张传单。
we carry out the bulletin in the street in Moscow.
我们看到中国人，我们就跑过去，把传单给他，然后跟他谈几句话。
We when we see the Chinese people, we give them the handout and the speak to them.
我们被训练用两分钟啊，不要超过两分钟就可以把啊我们所要讲的福音很简单的跟啊跟他讲。
We are trained to say to preach that good news for them in 2 minutes.
然后我们一定要问你愿不愿意接受。
Then we need to ask them, do you want to accept?
耶稣基督成为你个人的救主。
The Jesus become your personal savior.
原谅我这样讲，我不知道那个地方空气是不是跟美国不一样。
Please forgive me. I don't know whether the air is different from American.
百分之百，最少我问的时候是百分之百相信。
He's so surprised. There are 100% of people they willing to accept.
当然你可以挑战我，他们后来怎样，我不知道。
Even though you can challenge me.What happened after that?
但是我在美国如果这样子的话
But in America, if I say the gospel to those people
我的经验
My experience
百分之百不相信
100% people they are not believe at all
当然我们可以来讨论啊，不同的环境啊，传福音的方法应该是不一样什么什么啊，这些我们可以来讨论
You may argue probably the different circumstance, different method
但是我们可以看到一件很重要的事情。
But we can see the important thing.
这句话真的是在形容这个世代的一个现象，尤其是在我们现在在美国，在北美，在美国纽约这个地方的一个光景。
This is the true situation we are facing.
我们要领一个人相信有多困难呢
？How difficult we want to lead one person to believe in Christ.
他信了之后，还能够在神的道上来。走在一个正路上面，得到神的教导来成长，又有多困难
？Not only that, more difficult. How difficult the person after belief can continue firm to follow Jesus?
不容易。
It's not easy.
所以在这地方讲说，你们若肯领受
，So here he say, if you are willing to accept,
约翰就是那应当来的以赛啊，以利亚。
So the John is the one was to come is the Elijah was to come
就是说施洗约翰他是应该来的以利亚你们看到了吗
So do you see the John actually is the not the Elijah supposed to come
其实这个另外一个啊隐喻就是说那我是弥赛亚你们看到了吗
So actually this is implied I am the Messiah do you see
所以我们对约翰对耶稣就是人子耶稣的看法的错误，是这个世代不能够正确回应的一个很大的原因。
So today we had a good, we are not the treat, we are not the understand the our law and also John.
为什么呢
？Why?
就是因为我们不知道自己在危险的处境当中。
Because we don't know, actually we are in the dangerous situation.
因为我们不知道自己在危险的处境当。
Because we don't know we are in jeopardy.
我们不知道，我们若不对约翰的福音回应，我们若不对耶稣基督的福音回应的话，我们会有怎样的结局
？We don't know what kind of the outcome we are facing if we are not response to the John or so not response to the Jesus.
第十九节的最后一句话，他这么说。
Verse 19.He say,
他说：“但智慧之子总以智慧为师。”
He say, the wisdom proved right itself.
在这个地方，有说古卷说：“但智慧在行为上就显为师。”
In the ancient, the scripture say, the wisdom is proved in whatever the acting.
所以，圣经告诉我们，我们的智慧是在我们的行动上，在我们对耶稣基督回应上面。来表现出来的。
So in the Bible, actually teaches us our wisdom. Actually, it shows whatever we do about our Lord.
所以我们看到这一个麻痹的世代，主耶稣对他是如何来呼召的。
So in this the leprosy generation, how our Jesus is calling us.
第一个，主向聪明通达的人就藏起来，向婴孩就显出来。
Because the law is hidden from those.Wise, but is revealed for the little children.
这样的现象在教会里面，在教会历史里面非常非常的多。
Yeah, this kind of situation is very common in the past, the church history.
受高等教育的人，头脑思想很复杂的人，哎，就是不能够信耶稣。
Those people had a high education, they is so hard to believe.
可是那一些单纯的人啊，我们不要讲说没有知识的人，
but,
我们只讲说单纯的人。
But those simple, they,
他们能够相信。
Yeah, they not very educated people. Somehow they are easy to accept Christ.
因为他们单纯像婴孩。
Because they are simple like little children.
你说这个孩子的 IQ 一定比你差吗？
Can we say this IQ of little children is lower than you?
你知道小孩子跟大人最大不一样是什么？
Do you know what the big difference between the little children and the adult?
因为它里面有跟你一样的所有可以发展的一些潜能在里面。
Actually, they have all the potential in the little children.
可是这个孩子还没有被这个世界污染的时候，他是很单纯的。
Because they are pure, they are not polluted by this world.
再来，我们要看到我们的主对这个世界的呼召是什么呢
？Next, we see how our Lord is calling to this world.
在这个地方就是神要彰显那个主权，在这一些信他的人身上。
Actually, it's our God, our Father want to reveal His sovereignty in this generation.
因为神是像婴孩显出来，不像聪明通达显出来，这是神的主权。
Because this God, His own power.Only reveal to the
神要向那些啊单纯的人显出他的旨意，这是他的主权。
Because he only reveal to the whoever is pure, whoever is pure heart.
我们很难明白的。
It's not easy to understand.
再来，我们要看到主对这个麻痹的世代有一个很大的挑战。
Next, we see there's a big challenge. That this is going to challenge this generation.
不管你的麻痹的原因是什么
，We don't know what kind of reason you have become so senseless.
在这里讲说，凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来。
Here,
我就是你们得安
息。Here, the Bible say, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened. I will give you rest."
你很复杂吗？你没有办法信吗
？Are you so burdened? Are you so many reasons you cannot believe?
神知道。
Our God knows.
神知道你那个复杂可能引导你进入那个错误的方向。
Because our Lord knows your inner complexity, you cannot believe.
所以你的重担就是你那个心思的复杂。
So the burden, your burden actually is the complexity of your mind.
你生病吗？
Are you willing? Are you here?
神知道。
God, no.
这是你的重担。
This is your burden.
你失业吗
？Are you out of job?
你经济上发生困难
？You some trouble with the finance?
你的婚姻出了问题吗
？Are you some difficulty in the marriage?
你对孩子管教有困难吗
？You some trouble with teaching the children?
你跟人的关系是不是常常发生问题呢
？You some the wrong relation between the relationship with the people?
甚至你在读圣经的时候，是不是常打瞌睡呢
？Are you fall asleep while you're reading the Bible？
神都知道
，God know everything。
这些都成为你的重担。
All this become your burden。
耶稣说
，Jesus said，
你可以到我面前来。
Come to me。
只要你愿意来
，If you are willing to come，
你不愿意来没办法。
If you don't want to come，
你喜欢让这个重担担在你的身上，那是你的事。
I cannot help you. You want to carry the burden by yourself.
但是耶稣的邀请是什么
？But
你如果愿意到我这里来
，But the this invite you is only to come to him.
我就是你们的安息。
He is our rest.
他既然是在旧约所应许要来的，已经成就那个弥赛亚。
Jesus is the promised Messiah in the Old Testament.
难道你还怀疑他有能力来解决你的重担吗
？Why we need to skeptical about his capability to save us?
他说：“我心里是柔和谦卑的。”
The they say I am gentle and humble in heart.
你们当负我的轭。
You should take my yoke.
学我的样式。
Learn from me.
意思是说，怎么来到耶稣的面前呢
？How we come before Jesus?
你们要负我的轭。
You should take my yoke.
耶稣的轭是什么呢
？What's What's the yoke of the, our Lord?
三十节告诉我们，我的轭是容易的。
The verse 30 say, my yoke is easy.
我的担子是轻省的。
My burden is light.
意思说什么？他既然有能力，他没有什么事情不能承担的。
What I mean is the law had the power, nothing is not possible.
你不用怕，耶稣不能够了解你。
You don't need to worry about Jesus cannot understand you.
你不用怕，你的问题太大，耶稣没办法解决。
You don't need to worry about your trouble is too big, Lord cannot help you.
你不用怕，你太聪明，耶稣不能了解你。
You cannot, you don't need to worry about you are too, intelligent, the Lord cannot understand you.
他是弥赛亚。
He is the Messiah.
他的轭是容易的。
His yoke is easy.
他的担子是轻的。
His light, his burden is light.
耶稣向你要求说
that Jesus is calling you.
你愿意让我来承担你的担子吗？
Are you willing, let me to take your burden?
你愿意我来担当你人生的重担？
Are you willing to let me to take your burden of life?
你如果愿意，
if you are willing,
不管你的问题是什么，
no matter what kind of trouble you have,
你能够得着安息。
You can be given the rest.
我们来祷告。
Let us pray.
我在这地方要给大家一个机会来向神回应。
Here we want to give you an opportunity. You can respond to the God's message.
让你有一个机会不再当这麻痹世代中的一员。
Your opportunity not is get out the member of the generation of senseless.
不管你是信了耶稣还是没有信耶稣
，No matter you have the believer or not believe yet。
今天早上我们回到我们人生最基本的需要。
We go back to the basic, the need of our life。
就是我们身上的重担需要被解脱的这样的需要。
Is that our burden need to be released？
耶稣说他可以。
The Lord say he willing, he can。
可以担当你的重担。
You can take our burden away.
只要你愿意把你重担交给他。
Only if we cast our burden to our Lord.
所以你如果愿意把你的重担交给耶稣的，今天现在，请你举手。
If you are willing to give your burden to our Lord,
请你继续举着手。
Please raise your hand. Please continue raise your hand.
请你手放下。
Okay.
我再一次再给大家一个机会。
One more.
我相信是神给大家的一个机会。
I believe this is the calling of our Lord.
我们今天向我们的主耶稣基督来回应。
We respond to our Jesus Christ.
说主啊，我愿意。
We tell the Lord, I'm willing.
我愿意将我的重担交给你。
I'm willing to give all our burden to our Lord.
既然你是那位大能的
，because you are the mighty,
已经来的。
You are coming,
也是将来要来的。
And also supposed to come,
弥赛亚。
The Messiah.
我愿意把我的重担交给你。
I'm willing to give all my burden to you.
有这样的人，请你举手。刚刚举过了，不用再举。
You're willing to depend upon our Lord. Please raise your hand.
好，我们感谢神。
We thank so much.
我们在天上父，我们感谢你。
We thank you so much, our Heavenly Father.
你今天给我们这样的机会来对你回应。
You give this precious opportunity we can respond to
your calling. 让我们不像这世上的人对你是麻痹的。
We are not like the people in this world is the lepers like leprosy.
求你接纳我们在你面前的回应。
Please accept our response.
我们所交托给你的重担，我们不想再自己再担了。
All our burden we cast to you, we don't want to carry ourselves.
求你来帮我们担这个重担，让我们人生能够得着安息。
Please help us to carry this kind of burden, so that we can have the true rest.
我们这样祷告。
In this thing we pray.
奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
阿
们。
我们翻开我们的诗歌本307页。翻开我们的诗歌本307页。 你真肯吗？耶稣今天对我们有一个呼召。
Are you willing to just calling on the Lord Christ?
耶稣说：“你是否肯？”
Are you willing?
我们来啊，站起来，我们来唱这首诗歌。那我们一边唱一边对神，我们来回应，神能够听到我们有声无声的祷告。轻声来唱，我们像祷告，像神祷告这样的来唱。预备，来。
你是我的神，你是我的神，从今世将你对话，向主提高他的脸，做一只大地的神。
要继续的向我们来发出你是否肯这样的一个啊呼召，我们还是一样用轻声我们来唱，更小声的来唱。预备，来。
你是否主恩高，愿为神呼召你，愿他心勇敢追求，如昔日在家里，
我们大声
观看，我的耶稣你，创造我心灵，圣洁像你。
请坐，我们准备我们的心来啊，开始我们今天的圣餐。